Good morning. The Rudd government is set to revamp its $42 billion economic stimulus package. A report by the Commonwealth Coordinator General has found the school infrastructure spending program is facing a massive cost blowout. The government wants to make big changes to ensure greater value for money. The Australian Medical Association is calling on the federal government to provide insurance for doctors who administer the swine flu vaccine. The rollout of the vaccine could be delayed because insurance companies have indicated they may not provide indemnity cover for doctors, and doctors won't administer the vaccine without the cover. 3 days of tributes have begun for long-serving US Senator Ted Kennedy, who died from a brain tumour. Thousands of people lined the streets to watch a motorcade carrying his body travel from Cape Cod to Boston. His casket has now been placed for public viewing at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum. He'll be buried on Sunday morning at the Arlington National Cemetery. And some of Australia's most iconic musicians have been inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. In Melbourne last night, Little Patty and John Paul Young were among those awarded the Australian music industry's greatest honour. Other inductees were Kev Carmody, Mental as Anything, and the Dingoes. More news in an hour.